False albacore. Are they edible or not? I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. It's the season for fishing false albacore, or albies as they're also known. Fishermen do get excited about going for albies, but it's pretty much only for the sport because the fish are widely dismissed as being not good eating. But Kevin, you've been doing some firsthand investigating whether this is true.
That's right. I had my doubts about whether or not they were good eating because they are a member of the tuna and mackerel family. So it seems like they would taste good. And I've also seen some closely related species that look a lot like false albacore, such as bonito. People highly prize those as food fish. So I figured it was worth giving it a try.
Well, explain for us the experiment then, how you went about it.
How you handle and take care of fish really can affect the way they taste. And false albacore being a fish that has a lot of natural oils and fats to it, they can spoil very quickly. So one thing that you can do to keep it tasting fresh and tasting good is immediately upon catching it to bleed it, and that means cut the fish in a way that dispatches it and that also drains blood out of the meat and fillets. And the other thing we did is we had a bucket full of ice water on hand so that as soon as the fish was caught, it went right into the ice water and then was kept on ice right up until the point where it was going to be cooked.
So you're treating the fish much better than maybe it would typically be treated by bleeding it and putting it on ice. How do you then decide how to prepare it? What did you do?
Well, I wanted to try one recipe that was a recipe I use a lot on tuna that would really kind of preserve the meat and give me a good idea for how the fish itself tastes without covering it up too much. And then I decided to try another recipe where I would basically poach the fish and turn it into a tuna salad, thinking that if it did have some off flavors, it could probably still be delicious in a tuna salad mixed with other strong flavors. So I filleted the fish, and I immediately noticed it had some very dark meat to it that did not look very appetizing. But cutting that dark meat away, I was left with a flesh that looked to me a lot like, say, a yellowfin or a bluefin tuna. It looked pretty good. And I can tell you right now, when I did go ahead and treat it like tuna meat, I seared it on all sides, left it rare in the middle. It was very good. To me, it was not too much different from a tuna. Very good taste to it, nothing off or fishy, and I would definitely do it again.
Can I ask you, what proportion of it was the dark meat that you cut away, and how much were you left with?
Yeah, I would say about one-third of each fillet was a darker meat, and anyone who's ever filleted a bluefish or even a striped bass has seen where along the middle of the fillet and along the skin, you'll often get this redder, darker meat that usually has a very fishy taste. It was pretty much the same thing on a false albacore. There was just a little bit more of that meat that had to be cut away.
And how about your other way of preparing it?
Well, I poached it in water with some lemon and garlic, and when it was done poaching, it looked a lot like if you open up a can of chunk light tuna, that same kind of color. I flaked that up and treated it like tuna salad, and it was far better than any tuna you would ever get from a can. I thought it was great.
Fascinating. Thank you for putting your own taste buds on the line to enlarge the greater understanding of false albacore.
I was happy to do it, and I'm happy to do it again, and I encourage other people to give it a try as well.
Well, the first step, of course, is to catch a false albacore. Let's round up the fishing action. What should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, the good news is the false albacore fishing is excellent. It was a little bit of a slow start to the season, some folks worrying it wouldn't be a good year for false albacore. But the fishing along the south side of Cape Cod, pretty much from Woods Hole all the way out to Hyannis, has been excellent. There's also some albies around the Vineyard as well right now, and guys are chasing over there too. Also, striped bass fishing is really picking up with the cooling water. The Cape Cod Canal has been fantastic. A lot of guys getting good-sized fish at night, and tides are looking very good for the next few days. Should be some good early morning fishing on the Cape Cod Canal to get your fall striper season started off right.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.